The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I'd like us to look at one of the judges in the Old Testament. We have this period of time where there was no king, but God raised up different people to be a judge in Israel, an overall judge, a judge who would speak into the nation and who would be raised up to defend the nation against the enemies that always seemed to want to come and fight Israel. Part of leadership is that we are called upon to fight on behalf of God's people. It doesn't mean they cannot fight for themselves. In fact, we believe fervently in the priesthood of all believers. But leaders do need to be fighters. Leaders do need to be in a position to stand against the enemy and to resist the enemy's attempts to demoralize and to defeat and to spoil what is happening in the people of God. Now, a pattern developed in the book of Judges, a sad pattern, that the people called on the Lord for a judge, for a ruler, when they were being defeated and when they'd fallen into sin. But when they came into a better place, so often they fell back into sin. And it really shows the importance of God's people responding to good leadership consistently, not just going along with things when they're going well, but whether there's a leader in place or not, that God's people have learnt to stand against the enemy. Now, the people of God had been in a difficult time at this time of Othniel. They'd been in this time for about 8 years. They cried out to the Lord, and he raised for them a deliverer, Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, who saved them. It's interesting that this Othniel, he was related to Caleb. He was Caleb's younger brother. And of course, Caleb was someone who really stood firm for God and had great vision despite getting older. He had passion and desire for the kingdom of God. And it's nice to see that this younger brother of his, clearly something of what was happening in his big brother was going to rub off upon him. And we thank God. I think of a pastor in India that I've worked with, do work with. And his father was a very, very strong man of God. And great to see that the son is walking in father's footsteps with a faith and a courage such as his father had. And I can think of my friend in the Congo, whose father died somewhat untimely, and the son has again stepped into the father's shoes. Now, we know that sometimes the sons or brothers and sisters of good leaders don't necessarily follow in a leadership role like their older brother or father. But it's good when we see that happen and we see people learning from one another. Well, this man, Othniel, was raised up. And what we see is, we see this at the in Judges chapter 3, verse 10, we read, "The Spirit of the Lord came on him, so that he became Israel's judge and went to war." This man of God, this man of some heritage, this man dedicated to serving the Lord, needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Now, we know there was going to be an outpouring of the Spirit later on when the day of Pentecost comes. But it's also good to note that there were these times when the Spirit of the Lord came upon his servants. And the Bible says that he became Israel's judge and went to war. Again, just to see that the anointing that came upon Othniel, it was a work of the Holy Spirit. That's very important. And it's also important to see that this work of God upon him released him into the ministry. He wasn't self-appointed, he was God-appointed. And it's good to see that he goes to war, he goes to battle. We know that the Apostle Paul waged war. He said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We know that Peter very much learned that he needed to come and recognize the devil was a roaring lion, but nevertheless a foe to be dealt with. And we know that James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. We cannot expect an easy life. If you're a leader, you're in the front line. If you're a leader, the enemy will be so pleased to get you, because if he gets you, he'll demoralize the people that you serve. But we've been called to fight the good fight. We've been called to stand firm for Jesus. May God help you and I to fight well in God's kingdom. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.